Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou from SBS Greek Language Program, and today we have invited historian Jim Clavin to talk to us about his new book titled Grecian Adventure, Anzac Trail Stories and Photographs, Greece 1941. Jim, first of all, thank you very much for being with us today to talk about your new book.
Thank you very much, Pana. Thank you very much.
You say in the title is Stories, Photographs. It's just stories? It's just photographs? What is this book about?
It had a genesis in probably over maybe the 10 years I've been researching this sort of topic, Hellenic link to Anzac. In that process, I've come across connected with veterans' families and people in the Greek community who've told me interesting aspects of their experiences or their family's experiences of the Greek campaign in 1941. And then I've been researching it. I've been looking through the archives as a historian, sort of, that putting those things together, that personal experience, that's why I call it stories, Anzac Trail stories. I've been writing a lot of these sort of individual experiences, I suppose you might say, of the campaign. So when I've been writing stories over the last 10 years, basically been from the perspective of some individuals or individual soldiers or people in the Greek community, marrying those with photographs. The book is a distillation of that, of these sort of stories, updated, fully researched, with a whole lot of modern photographs of the sites I refer to. But the main showcase of it is nearly 100 photographs never before published, taken by largely by two Australian soldiers, Sid Grant and Alfred Huggins, from Victoria, who took cameras during the campaign and took a lot of photographs. And those photographs had been held by their families in private collections since the war. And it was my sort of fortuitousness that they contacted me, and over the years I've been communicating with them, and I encouraged them to give them to the State Library. And then I thought, why don't I bring them to a larger audience? The central part of the book is a reproduction of these photographs. People will never have seen these before. They're what bring the campaign to life. People ask me, why do we need another history of the Greek campaign? I said, well, it's often forgotten campaign. It's not written so much, but it should be, especially the connection between Australia and Greece, especially the Greek diaspora in Melbourne and across Australia that have a lot of the connections with it through their family members. The book, in a way, is not really a celebration, but I suppose a commemoration of that experience.
Did you find anyone, any veteran that was in Greece and took photographs and had the opportunity to meet him and interview him?
I have met a number of veterans, but sadly not the ones that took photographs. But fortunately, they were interviewed, or their families interviewed them, recorded their stories, some audio, some video. So I was in touch with them through that, I suppose, for want of a better word. I mean, sadly, as over the last 10 years, we've seen the passing away of nearly all of the veterans of the campaign. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually get to meet Alfred Huggins or Sid Grant, but I've met them through their children and through their children's recording of their parents' story. But, you know, Catherine Bell is Sid Grant's daughter, and she interviewed her father, and she recorded him, and then she transcribed his intimate story. Other people like Alfred Huggins, he has audio recordings recorded by his family. Sid and Alfred were just privates. Shouldn't say just privates, they were privates. They're ordinary people, but they wanted to document their war in photographs, which is pretty amazing, given that the campaign was very short, it was very violent, but they took some amazing photographs. There's a few of them that they're not in any other collections. And there were particular periods during the war where people didn't take photographs, and I feel sort of quite quite honoured to have seen them, helped them be cared for, and also then to reproduce in the book. If I can say, the two of them that I really think are really important, there's one that's on the cover of the book, and I mean, I take the title of the book, Grecian Adventure, it's sort of, you could say, a bit lighthearted, because they were the words used by a soldier who was writing in a war diary as he arrived at Piraeus, that here begins their Grecian adventure. Sort of optimistic, you know, when the troops arrived in Athens, and Piraeus and Athens are welcomed, there's crowds, there's lots of photographs of that, they're drinking, they're visiting the Acropolis. So Grecian adventure is the optimistic side of the campaign. But the photograph is of a burial. In the background is Mount Olympus. There's a group of soldiers who are burying someone that they've cared for who's died. These are a casualty clearing, like a medical unit, And Alfred took this photograph, and it's sort of like an iconic photograph, but it covers both. You've got the title of the optimism and then the reality of war with the burial. The other photograph, which is really unusual, is the photograph from Tehillah taken by Sid Grant. He was on the run. He took a photograph near the church he was hiding in, and there's two Greek, local Greek women. This is Tehillah and the Nani bringing food to him and the others hiding there. There are no photographs like that of that period where Kalamata had fallen, the mainland had fallen, the last main evacuations had ceased, and these soldiers were on the run in the Nani. And this guy took some photographs, and they're really sort of amazing that they've survived, since the war. Well, they survived the war, they survived his eventual evacuation of Crete and then to Egypt. They survived the war, and they've survived, the 50, 70 years since the war, and they're now in the State Library. So I'm really glad, too, in the hands of the State Library, they'll be protected forever.
Why photographs are essential in your work?
Oh, of course, what's the phrase? A photograph tells a thousand stories. They bring it to life. We've seen, if you think of, there was a recent film about the First World War called by the director of all the Lord of the Rings films. It was called They Shall Not Grow Old. And what he'd done is he'd brought to life a few bits of moving footage from the First World War, colorized it, really effectively colorized it, but added sound through lip readers. Because when you see these things, you see the photographs, and it's connected with the story. Experience of war is an intensely personal one. Reality of war is terrible tragedies and destruction, and people that grew up in Greece during wartime or heard the stories of their parents or would have heard this, what it was like. But it's also, there are touching moments because these are real people. They're experiencing civilians, they're interacting, they're having hospitality. Some of the stories that I heard or read, in the archives, battalion histories or memoirs written after the war, they're so touching. Mm-hmm. So you've got the horror of war, then you've got, an old lady standing by a column of troops, Australian troops marching through Kalamata, and she's offering them cake and some drink. And the Australian soldiers, the two Australian soldiers who refer to her independently, and they're both sort of, they're overcome. They think, God, what have we done? We've come here, now we're retreating. All they could say was, we're going to be back. The photos of those women bringing the food, it sort of brings to life those things. I think it is, for me, I love the Lemnos book, it's basically a pictorial history. It has, obviously, researched the archives to tell the story associated with it. And this one is a bit the same. Well, the photographs together, the two main collections, cover the whole campaign, although they don't deal with the Crete, the battles in Crete, because the two soldiers concerned were evacuated before the Germans had their assault on Crete. But they cover quite a lot of the campaign, and they're sort of married with my researched stories from the campaign, the articles, chapters, which are standalone. My own photographs, having walked around the ground. That's why I call it, it's an Anzac Trail, because there is an Australian trail, Australian-Greek trail, across Greece from 1941, connected with all these soldiers and their communities in Australia, with these communities in Greece. Mm-hmm. From northern Greece, from Vevey up in the north, all the way down to Sfakia on the southern coast of Crete.
Are we going to see that your books translated into Greek, because you haven't done it with Limnos, the previous Limnos and Gallipoli Revealed. Are you going to do that with this book, the Grecian Adventures? And why we haven't seen them in Greek language yet?
It's an expensive process to produce a book, and to produce one in Greek involves another expense. I've been fortunate to be supported in the publication of these, both these books, but this one, I'll just talk about this one, by one Victorian government grant, and also a number of the Greek community organisations in Australia, particularly Papa Flessa for the Pontiaki Estia, Ayas Demetrius community, and the Lemnos Gallipoli Committee, and a number of individuals, veterans, families and like. So that was to get the book published in English. Getting proper translations, it's a really important, but it's an expensive exercise, because it's not just giving it to anyone to translate. You have to, because you're translating military concepts and the like. Both these experiences of Greece, they're from an Australian point of view, from Australian archives. I suppose maybe what I'm doing is I'm telling it to an Australian audience for them to think about Greece and think about the connection that people in the Australian community have with Greece, going back to 1915, but in 1941 as well. And it connects communities from Camberwell to Mildura, with Kalamata and, you know, all these different places in Greece. It would be great, but that's another journey.
Absolutely. Do you think Australia and, like, the Australian state, they has done enough for the recognition of the Anzacs fighting in Greece? Does the government or the Australian institutions need to do more in order to recognize not just the Limnos and the Gallipoli, but also, like, especially like the continental Greece more?
There's been, if I can talk about this, two aspects, I suppose. Mm-hmm. In terms of veterans and their families, there has been pushes both in Australia and also, I should add, in Britain, that there should have been a Greek campaign medal struck. There wasn't, for a range of reasons. There wasn't a Gallipoli campaign medal struck. There was moves to, they created a medallion in 1965, but people who served on Lemnos were specifically excised from getting that. As, one of the things that I've done as part of the Lemnos Gallipoli Committee, we've written to, or the previous government, previous ministers, seeking them to expand the Gallipoli medallion to cover people who served on Lemnos, all those nurses, all those doctors that were subject to air attack by the Ottoman forces and German forces. They were subject to, there was conflicts, there were soldiers that drowned in ships that were sunk on the way to Gallipoli. They're not eligible for that medallion. We'd written to them. It's a work in progress. I know that the historian, Dr. Peter Yore, has been active for years trying to get a Greek campaign medal. There is, of course, a medal struck in Greece for people who served in the Greek campaign, and over the years they are presentations are made to Greek campaign veterans who apply for them. Yep. So that's occurred since the end of the war. Mm-hmm. But on another matter, in terms of encouraging awareness, people be aware of the connection between Greece and Australia through these campaigns. I mean, we have seen, and it's been my pleasure to have worked on part of it, is the federal government working with the Greek government to create a trail, a remembrance trail on Lemnos, and that'll be fantastic. There was money allocated in the current budget. Hopefully that will go forward. Hopefully it'll be, it's a bipartisan thing. Hopefully it doesn't get affected by budget cuts. We'd have a trail created on Lemnos, and so that people who go there will be able to see how the island and its people were impacted by the Gallipoli campaign and how they interacted where the Australians were, not just the cemeteries, but the sort of lived experience of those who served on it. It would be great to see that project called the Lemnos Remembrance Trail mm-hmm. Project. I would love it in the future to have an Anzac Trail created across Greece to do with World War II, just to assist, visitation, encourage people to go. I'm not just talking about just remembering that campaign, but of course when they go there, they're going to be experiencing Greece, going to be interacting with Greek history, Greek people. That will help reinforce the bonds between Greece and Australia going forward. How do you keep connections alive as years go by and, the connections of the diaspora in Australia become, less personal because the people are born in Australia rather than having been born in Greece? Well, one of the ways to do that is through the story of the Australians that are in Greece. So people who are from the diaspora, they have two connections. They have the heritage, from their parents, but they also have being born in Australia. They're sort of connected to the Anzac tradition as well. Encouraging, I suppose, the diaspora to reconnect with the Greek history through the Anzac story in the future through a trail across the mainland would be fantastic.
Jim, final, how can someone purchase the book?
We're going to have a major launch later in the year, but the people who are really keen to get one in the meantime, they can contact me. They can call me on 0409 402 388, or they can send me an email, jimclavin@yahoo.com.au, and I can give them the details how to get one. I hope people enjoy it. Hope people have a read of it. Hope it gives them another interest in returning to Greece and visiting these sites, very emotional sites.
Jim Clavin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Pano. Thank you very much.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.